Once again, happy Easter and Alleluia. So good to have so many people here, our parishioners, our visitors, family members, and loved ones. A couple things first, some housekeeping, if you will. This Mass is a little longer, obviously. Actually, last night our Mass was 2.5 hours. My friends, Father Albert Uga, he had the Easter Vigil last night, and I'm guessing it was like 5 or 6 hours, probably finished at like 2 or 3 in the morning. They had dozens or even hundreds of little ones being baptized and or confirmed. Absolutely unbelievable. So just so you know, this is a longer Mass for us. This is like the celebration and the Super Bowl of the year for us as Catholics and Christians. So this, some of this stuff, like walking around the altar or using incense for the gospel or the gifts, that's like normal. That's not normal. Normally our Sunday Mass is about an hour or under that. And so if you're thinking about a football game, like so that's 3 hours, or a hockey game, 2 hours. It's a little long, but it's not even that long. And this is the most important day of the year, and it's so good to know that you're here. Also, I hope, I always like to chat with the little ones. I hope the Easter bunny came, and I hope you're all jacked up with sugar. And also know, for your kids, so that your parents remember this, this is just the first day of Easter. There are 8 days of Easter. You could ask your parents for sugar every day for 8 days. We don't mess around as Catholics. When we're in Lent, we're in Lent for 40 days. When we're in Easter, we're in an octave, 8 days, and then 50 days total from here until Pentecost in like June. So celebrate well. Celebrate well, and again, kids, remind your parents, we're only day 3, Mom. We're only 5 days, Dad. Again, how good it is to be with each other. First, I want you to think in your own life if you have had an experience of victory. Whether you're in sports, in music, academics, if you're hunting or fishing, you're putting on that buck on the wall, the walleye that's 30 inches that I still don't have yet. And I want you to think of how that's the experience you have in the world. And I want to quote actually from a movie. Remember the Titans. Have you seen that movie? Remember the Titans. And I wanted to share the favorite quote of that movie that I experienced, and probably you. The team went through a difficult time in our society. Obviously, a school that combined the African Americans and the white people, and they had to be on the same team. And to watch it, it's very powerful to see how you can gel with other humans, because right now, around the whole world, are having Easter, no matter what color they are. They're Catholics, they're Christians, our family together. And they were on their last game. They won every game, and they got to the championship game, and they were losing 7-3. And the coach, Coach Boone, said to them, it was Denzel Washington's character, said to them, "It's all right. We're in a fight. You boys are doing all that you can do. Anybody can see that. Win or lose, we want to walk out of this stadium with our heads high and proud of what we've done." And then one of the leaders of the team said, "No, it ain't, coach. With all due respect, you demanded more of us. You demanded perfection. Now, I ain't saying that I'm perfect, because I'm not. And I ain't gonna never be. None of us are. But we have won every single game we have played till now. So this team is perfect. We stepped out on the field that way tonight. And if it's all the same to you, Coach Boone, that's how we want to leave it. That's us as Catholics. None of us are perfect. We're each sinful. But because of Jesus Christ, the victor king has won the game. We are champions. But we have to continue to know that we're still on earth. I love a passage, one of my favorite places in the scriptures, from St. Corinthians 10:7-10 from St. Paul. And to keep me from being too elated, and how often we can be in our own egos, by the abundance of revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. And we believe that. To harass me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I besought the Lord about this. St. Paul was asking over and over, Lord, take this suffering away from me, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. I will all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Jesus, as the world thought he was weak, he was. He died on a cross. He was persecuted. He was spitted on. He was prophesied that he was a fake, a loser. But the power of Christ may rest upon us because of the victor, our King. When we come to a sacred moment in our lives, especially on Easter, what do you believe about yourself? Why are you here today? Just think about that. Every one of us, no matter where we are, whether we haven't been to church in 10 or 50 years, or yesterday, last night, why are we here today? Are we here just to eat peeps? By the way, sidetrack, you have to use them for 5 years to let them be really solid to eat the peeps. I love those. So do dentists. I mean, really, are you here for a great picture with your kids or your family? Are you coming together to have a celebration? Well, that's beauty, right? Having your kids finding the Easter eggs, the baskets of candy, that's awesome. But let's remember what we're really here for. Jesus Christ. If you are just your own person, if you're just your own member of your own world with egoism, you're the boss of everything, I just need to be solo with God. Again, why are you here? Jesus also said that those that think they're righteous do not need a physician. Now, if you do believe that Jesus Christ died and rose, and we can celebrate together, which we are, know that he came not to call the righteous, but sinners, us, like our coach that we have to have, as Jesus will continue to challenge us, but also show his love and his mercy and compassion. You cannot lose Jesus. No matter where you are with Jesus, he's trying to find you and He loves you infinitely more than you can love Him. And that's the paradox for us, isn't it? That we're sinners, we're sick. Yet He saved us. He died on the cross for us. We need to grow every day to have Him as our best friend, our coach, our brother, our king, our victorious king, the best victor of all eternity in our own lives on earth. Consequently, it's St. Paul said, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ. May we receive that perfect gift from God to be on the perfect family and the perfect team, even though we are not perfect. But God is. Jesus is. The Holy Spirit is. So have a very, very happy Easter. Know that you're always welcome in this community, in St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columban, your churches back home and other churches in our area. And again, remember, this is day one. Kids, remember to tell your parents, we're just day one. Keep having a party with a lot of candy.